nameless life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in, but then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
Hello and welcome to the KJB Right Division Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Rones. I'm from KJB RD Radio Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. Thank you so very much for taking the time to be with me today to hear this message that I have for you, and I pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you. I pray that it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. Amen. All right, so what I'm going to do today is I'm going to preach a little bit on, for the word of God is quick. For the word of God is quick. All right, so let's go to Hebrews. All right, Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Verse 12 in the King James Bible says this: for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. All right, so this verse here, it shows us the authority of the written words of God. So there is no pastor, no preacher, no evangelist that has authority. It is the word of God with the authority. Right? And so notice also how the word of God is referred to as a sword. Okay, so let's go to Psalms. Psalms chapter 149 and verse 6. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Amen. Now, let's go to Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. The word of God is a sword, and it will cut to the heart. Look at Acts 7:54. Acts 7:54. When they heard these things, well, let's go up to 51. Let's start there so you see the context. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your fathers did, so do ye. Which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which show before of the coming of the Just One, of whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers? For who have received the law by the disposition of angels, and have not kept it? And then verse 54, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. So notice also that the word of God is quick. What does the word quick mean? Well, let's go to Romans 8 and verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Okay, now go to Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. So what quick means alive, right? And so we saw in those verses, Romans 8:11 and Ephesians 2:1, right? Quicken means to make alive. So that dead body one day will be made alive again. Right? And it'll be a glorified body, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, an unsaved person, they have a dead spirit. And so, at the moment of their salvation, the Holy Spirit comes inside of them, and he cuts away the soul from the flesh, and he baptizes them into the body of Christ, and he makes that dead spirit come alive. And now that person is complete in Christ. So with the word of God, it is quick, it is alive. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All right, so notice there, all scripture is given by inspiration of God. What does inspiration mean? Well, a lot say that inspiration means God breathed. But it means a little bit more than that. Right? It's also about what God breathed. Okay, so if we take, let's see, if we take the word inspiration, all right, and we break it down, okay? You have in. So God breathed in, all right? And then you have S-P-I-R. Spirit. So God breathe his spirit inside. Okay? And then you have A-T-I-O-N. Shows the action of breathing. All right? So, God breathed his spirit into the King James Bible. Okay? So now also you have inspiration, alive. Okay? And then expiration, dead. All right. So God breathed his spirit into the King James Bible, made it alive, just as he breathed in the breath of life into the nostrils of Adam, and Adam become a living soul. Genesis 2 verse 7, you'll see that there. Okay, so the King James Bible, it is alive and it knows all about you and me. Alright, and that's why when we read it and we study it, it's like looking at ourself in the mirror. Okay, and our most important ministry that we have is to keep our noses in the King James Bible. Read it and study it. Your most important ministry is not your family. Like a lot say. Study God's word. Alright? God comes ahead of everything else. Anything that you put ahead of God becomes your God. Alright? So now, I'll show you a couple verses here. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And let's read verse 18. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Okay, so now let's go on to chapter 4 here. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Okay? So now let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay, so that's a commandment from God. That is not a suggestion. Okay, we are commanded to study his word. Okay, and God tells us why to study. To show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Okay, study is self-work. It takes discipline. So we need to study. How are we going to know what God says if we do not read and study his word? We won't. Right? And then God tells us how to study. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Right? So if you can rightly divide the word of truth, you can wrongly divide the word of truth. You can overly divide it to where there is nothing there. Or you can underdivide it to where everything in the Bible is for the church today for doctrine. But that's not the case. All right? We need to rightly divide the word of truth. Alright? So, the word of God is quick. It is alive. Alright? Alright, so I will go ahead and I will stop right there. Thank you so very much for being with me today. Thank you for your prayers for me, my family, for the ministry he has entrusted us with. Until next time, God bless you.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.